Have a blessing to all the dear brethren that are in the room, and for those that are listening on the phone, a have a blessing to everyone, and for all the dear families that will be listening to this in a later date.
We are in Desire Ages, chapter 19, at Jacob's Well. This is part 5 on this blessed Sabbath, October 4, 2014. This is lesson number 96. Welcome to everyone once more. Before we begin our study, we will start with opening song. And this is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 89. This is the first verse. I will sing all the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing, I will sing all the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing all the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing all the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing all the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing all the mercies of the Lord. I will sing all the mercies of the Lord. If any one of the dear brethren, mommies or daddies or little ones would like to have opening prayer, voila.
If we could all kneel before our Lord and Savior and bow our hearts and our mind and our heads. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your blessed name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to enter into your Sabbath rest, dear Father. Thank you for bringing us safely through another week. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to partake of this day. Lord, I pray that you forgive us of our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings and anything that we have done in this body that is not of you, conscious and or unconscious, dear Father God, I pray. We pray that you open up our ears and our heart and let your word of truth that will be given today, dear Father God, be planted so deep in our hearts, dear Father God, so we let your light so shine through us. Let not your words fall on deaf ears, dear Father God, I pray. Please, Lord, I also pray for that you give us a spiritual discernment, dear Father God, that we will understand and not only understand but uplift the words that we are about to learn. Please be with our all those that are going to participate, those that are listening, those that are here with us on the phones, and those that will be listening at a later time, lift them up there, Father God, I pray. And for those that are not here with us today, wherever they are, you know who they are, dear Father God, touch them and make them whole and bring them back to the fold, dear Father God, that we may continue to learn of you together and edifying you together, dear Father God, I pray. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do. In no other name than Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We will begin with our opening scriptures for our study today, and that is taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 14 from the King James Version. And it reads, "For he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us." This week, boys and girls, we will end with our part 5 in our lesson entitled At Jacob's Well in our study. If any one of the dear families would like to take the following verses, of love.
John 4:4-9. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him, for the saying of the woman which testified, "He told me all that ever I did." John 4:40. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him, and he would tarry with them, and he would abode there 2 days.
abode. John 4:41. And many more believe because of his own word. John 4:42. And said unto the woman, Now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen.
John 4:43. Now after 2 days he departed hence and went into Galilee. John 4:44. Well, Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. John 4:14. But whosoever drink of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him as well as water spring up into everlasting life. Isaiah 44:3. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and flows upon the dry ground. And I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring. This is the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are coming in. We are still in the book Desire of Ages. Today we will cover pages 193 through 195. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the following paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 192. Jesus had begun to break down the partition wall between Jews and Gentiles and to preach salvation to the world. He thought he was a Jew. No. Though he wasn't Jew, he mingled freely with the Samaritans, setting at naught the Pharisees' customs of his nation. In face of their prejudice, he accepted the hospitality of this despised people. He slept under their roofs, ate with them at their table, partaking of the food prepared and served by hands, thought in their streets, and treated them with the utmost kindness and courtesy. Desire of Ages, page 193, paragraph 2.
Desire of Ages, page 193. In the temple at Jerusalem, a low wall separated the outer court from all other portions of the sacred building. Upon this wall were inscriptions in different languages, stating that none but Jews were allowed to pass this boundary. Had a Gentile presumed to enter the inner enclosure, he would have desecrated the temple, and would have paid the penalty with his life. But Jesus, the originator of the temple and its service, drew the Gentiles to him by the tie of human sympathy. While his divine grace brought to them the salvation which the Jews rejected. This is found in Desire of Ages, page 193, paragraph 3, and continuing. The stay of Jesus in Samaria was designed to be a blessing to his disciples, who were still under the influence of Jewish bigotry. They felt that loyalty to their own nation required them to cherish enmity toward the Samaritans. They wondered at the conduct of Jesus. They could not refuse to follow his example, and during the 2 days in Samaria, fidelity to them kept their prejudice under control.
Amen. Well done, everyone. Boys and girls, why had Jesus began to break down between Jews and Gentiles? And which part in the temple at Jerusalem was this wall of partition erected? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, dear little one.
The answer is the partition wall and to preach salvation to the world. And the low wall separated the other court from all other portions and scarred buildings. Upon this wall were inscriptions in different languages stating that now but Jews were allowed to pass the boundary.
Desire of Ages, page 193, continue. Getting hard, they were unreconciled. They were so clear that their contempt and hatred must give place to pity and sympathy, that after the Lord's reception, his blood and his lesson came back to them with a new meaning. After the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, they were called the Savior's Lord. But his words, the respect and tenderness of his bearing toward these despised strangers. When Peter went to preach in Samaria, he brought out the same spirit in his own work.
Desire of Ages, page 193. When John was called to Ephesus and Smyrna, he remembered the experience at Shechem, and he was filled with the gratitude that the divine teacher who foresee the difficulty they must meet had given them help in his own example. Desire Ages 193, paragraph 4. The Savior is still carrying forward the same work as when he proffered the water of life to the woman of Samaria. Those who call themselves his follower may despise to shun the outcast ones. Next slide.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What was the stay of Jesus in Samaria designed to be for his disciples? And after the Lord's ascension, what lesson came back to them with a new meaning? If you know the answer to this question, for beloved dear ones,
the answer is a blessing. They were still under the influence of Jewish bigotry. They felt that loyalty to their own nation required them to cherish enmity toward the Samaritans. And after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, they were called the Savior's look, his words, the respect and tenderness of his bearing toward these despised strangers.
Desire Ages, page 194, continuing. No condition of life can turn away his love from the children of men. To every soul whosoever is sinful, Jesus said, if thou hast asked me, I will have given to thee living water. Desire Ages 194, paragraph 1. The gospel invitation is not to be narrowed down or presented only to a select few who was supposed will do us honor if they accept it. The message is to be given to all, wherever hearts are open to receive the truth. Christ is ready to instruct them. Next slide. Desire of Ages, page 194. He revealed to them their Father, and they worship acceptable to him who read the heart. For such he used no parable to them as to the woman at the well. He said that he speak unto thee and he. Desire Ages 194, paragraph 2. When Jesus sat down to rest at Jacob's well, he had come from Judea, where his ministry had produced little fruit. He had been rejected by the priests and the rabbis, and even the people who professed to be his disciple had failed to perceive in his divine character. This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What things cannot turn away Jesus' love from the children of men? And to whom is the gospel invitation for? If you know the answer to this question, love a lot, dear one.
The answer is no circumstance of birth or nationality, no condition of life. To every soul, however sinful, Jesus said, if thou hadn't asked of me, I would have given thee living water. And the message is to be given all, to all. Wherever hearts are open to receive the truth, Christ is ready to instruct them.
What a blessed hope, dear one. Everyone can be able to come to Christ, no matter what circumstances and conditions he is. God's hands are stretched out still. So you can go boldly to the throne of grace and you can ask for living water. This water will take us to eternal life if we are faithful to be able to come to him and ask anything in his name, and he will reveal himself the way how he has promised to reveal himself like this woman as well. So let us learn a beautiful scripture song, dear ones, and our dear sister Lynn is going to play it for us. And this scripture song is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, the third verse from the King James Version.
For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. Isaiah 44 and verse 3, my blessing upon thine offspring.
Amen. Let us continue our reading. We are still reading from Desire of Ages, page 194. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 194. He was faint and weary, yet he did not neglect the opportunity of speaking to one woman, though she was a stranger, an alien from Israel, and living in open sin. The Savior did not wait for a congregation to assemble. Often he began his lessons with only a few gathering about him, but one by one the passers-by paused to listen until a multitude heard with wonder and awe the words of God through the heavens and teach.
Desire of Ages, page 194. The worker for Christ should not feel that he cannot speak with the same earnestness to a few hearers as to a large company. There may be only one to hear the message, but who can tell how far-reaching will be its influence? It seemed a small matter, even to his disciples, for the Savior to spend his time upon a woman of Samaria, but he reasoned more earnestly and eloquently with her than with kings, counselors, or high priests. The lessons he gave to that woman have been repeated to the earth's remotest bounds. Amen. Taken from Desire of Ages, page 194, paragraph 4. Amen. How true.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. Who rejected Jesus in Judea and where his ministry had produced little fruit? And since the Savior did not wait for the congregation to assemble, how did Jesus often begin his lessons? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is he had been rejected by the priests and rabbis, and even people who professed to be the disciples had failed of perceiving his divine character, and only few gathered about him, but one by one, the passer might pause to listen until a multitude was heard with wonder and the word of God through the heaven sent teacher.
Praise the Lord. So, dear ones, the Lord has given us an example of how to be able to share the message. In some areas, we will not be successful. For the Lord had even given us that among many that he had went to give the gospel to, some of them rejected it, even among his own disciples. I pray, dear Lord, that you will be able to let each and every one of us know that the same path that you are asking us to walk is the same one that you had designed for us to be encouraged to know by God's grace that in some areas we will be successful and in some areas we may leave our influence and the word of God, but we must go forward and continue the work. So later somebody else will come in and work that same ground. So, dear family, we are still in Desire Ages, page 195. If any one of the dear ones would like to take the next paragraph, go below.
Amen. Desire of Ages, page 195. As soon as he had found the Savior, as soon as she had found the Savior, the Samaritan woman brought others to him. She proved herself a more effective missionary than his own disciples. The disciples saw nothing in Samaria to indicate that it was an encouraging field. Their thoughts were fixed upon a great work to do, a great work to be done in the future. But through the woman whom they despised, a whole cityful were brought to hear the Savior. She carried the light at once to her countrymen. Amen. Taken from Desire of Ages, page 195, paragraph 1.
Desire of Ages, page 195. This woman represents the working of a practical faith in Christ. Every true disciple is born into the kingdom of God as a missionary. He who drinks of the living water becomes a fountain of life. The receiver becomes a giver. The grace of Christ in the soul is like a spring in the desert, welling up to refresh all and making those who are ready to perish eager to drink the water of life. Desire of Ages, page 195, paragraph 2.
Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. How did this Samaritan woman prove herself a more effective missionary than his disciples? And what does this woman represent? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, dear ones.
As soon as he had found the Savior, the Samaritan woman brought others to him, and the working of a practical faith in Christ. Every true disciple is born into the kingdom of God as a missionary.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn a beautiful hymn together, dear ones, about Christ's wonderful word of life.
Sing them all over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of thy beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the blessed one give, wonderful words of life. In a list to the loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Often pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctified forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful
light. Amen. So we have come to the section for the little ones, gather around little ones, it's story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all His precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God, and it's going to be narrated by our dear brother, Greg.
Chapter 1, that God sent His Son to die that we might live. Narrated by me. I'm reading the wrong place. Here we go. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation or a sacrifice for our sins. 1 John 4:10. In redemption, you know what redemption means, boys and girls? To redeem something is to buy it back. In redemption, God has revealed His love in sacrifice. A sacrifice so broad and deep and high that it is immeasurable. In other words, we can't understand the sacrifice He made. It's just incomprehensible. In other words, you don't understand. We don't understand the sacrifice that He had to make. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. When Adam sin plunged the race into hopeless misery, that means He made all the rest of us sinners because he sinned, God might have cut him loose or separated Himself from Adam or from all the fallen beings. He might have treated them as sinners deserve to be treated. You know how bad people deserve to be treated? Well, we tend to shun bad people, but God didn't. He might have commanded the angels of heaven to pour out upon the world the vials of His wrath. The vials represent the plagues that are mentioned in the Bible. He might have removed the dark blot from His universe. God might have said, poof, you're gone. Kind of like blowing out a candle. But He did not do this. Instead of banishing or separating them from His presence, God came still closer to the fallen race. He gave His Son, Jesus, to become bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. That means He was born just like you and I are, with skin and bones. And He had to eat to live and breathe air like we do. He dwelt or lived among us, full of grace and truth. Christ, by His human relationship, by Jesus becoming a person just like you and I, He could draw us closer to God. He clothed His divine nature with a garb of humanity. Jesus kind of covered up His glory by looking like us, because if He'd have shown up as glorious as He is in heaven, we couldn't have lived. And He demonstrated or showed before the heavenly universe and before the unfallen worlds how much God loves the children of men. Children, did you know that when you go outside at night and look up at the sky, that you're looking at other suns just like ours, but many times larger? And they have worlds going around them just like our world goes around our sun. Well, God put people on them also, and they're watching us. The gift of God to man is beyond comprehension, or it is beyond understanding. Nothing was withheld. God kept nothing back. God would not permit it to be said that He could have done more to reveal to humanity, to us, a greater measure of His love. In the gift of Christ, He gave all heaven. He gave us the best gift He had, the highest. That was Jesus, who was with the Father before the world was created, submitted to humiliation. Did you ever get humiliated, boys and girls? Did anyone ever call you a bad name? That's humiliating. That makes you feel bad. That's what people did to Jesus. He was humiliated that He might uplift us. Bible prophecy withdraws the veil. That is, it's like opening the curtain so we can see what's on the other side, that we might see the throne of heaven, that we may see upon that throne, high lifted up, one who in human form came to our world to suffer, to be lacerated with stripes. That means he was cut all to pieces by that, what they call cat of nine tails, that whip that they whipped him with. And he was bruised for our sins. Thus God showed his love for man, when Christ gave all heaven, that the moral image or the likeness of God might be restored in man. He wants us to be just like him again. His grace, in all its vastness, is provided for all. Now go ask your mom and daddy what grace is. The highest, who was the Father before the world was, submitted to humiliation that he might uplift humanity. Prophecy withdraws the veil that we may behold the throne of heaven, that we may see upon that throne the high and lifted up one. Thank you.
Thank you so much, dear Brother Ray. So just remember, little ones, the love that the Almighty has is by the way how he has gave his Son. So just remember that he is a representative of us in the heaven and went through every little thing that we will ever go through. So there is someone that sympathized with us because he has felt it all and he has gave it all. And he also is mediating for all of us so we can go to him with all the perplexity and all the troubles. We can go to God and we can ask anything in his name and ask your mommy and daddy to get a little bit more of what you have heard today with our dear brother's story about the love of God. So we have come to the end of our study, dear one. So next week we will begin a new chapter in the study entitled Except We See Signs and Wonders of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
Our Father, I thank you for the Spirit of the Holy Ghost today. I thank you for the Spirit of the subject before we have met this day. I thank you for the Spirit of the Princess Story and that we may be able to be learning from it. Forgive us all for our sins and different our past experience. Help us be able to understand that for a moment and careful what we should know what we're doing. I pray you to help us to walk on the safe path and also to be avoiding sin and not avoiding we may be. I pray you to give us child mercy where we may be heading to. I pray you can also to help us be more to in all our days. And I pray this book will not be able to be changed, that won't be remaining like simple before the judgment may come. This is my prayer, this question, and amen.
Praise the Lord. So next Sabbath, that will be October 11, 2014, is chapter 20, the title, Except We See Signs and Wonders. I hope and pray that all the dear family in the room, those that are listening on the phone, and those that will be listening to this recording on a later date, were blessed by this blessed study. I hope and pray also that the parents may go back into this particular chapter, because it has a lot to do with the way how God's remnant people are going to be giving and sharing the word of God. One teach one, one can reach one. Okay, dear ones? So the children can continue with their activities that was prepared for them, and we want to thank all the dear brethren that took part of preparing this beautiful study for all our dear children, the heritage of God, to be blessed and grow in grace. I hope and pray all of you all were blessed, and may you all have a continual blessed Sabbath. God bless everyone.